Well, the bloody conflict in Iraq has hit home again, very close to home this time, with reports that Melbourne teenager Jake Baladi has taken part in a series of coordinated suicide attacks in Ramadi, west of Baghdad. The New York Times is reporting as many as 21 car bombs were detonated overnight in what's been described as the fiercest assault yet to be carried out by Islamic State. Prime Minister Tony Abbott says the government's not been able to confirm if 18-year-old Jake Baladi was taking part in this assault, but he says the latest developments are deeply shocking.
This is a horrific situation, an absolutely horrific situation, and it shows the lure of this death cult to impressionable youngsters, and it's very, very important that we do everything we can to try to safeguard our young people against the lure of this shocking alien and extreme ideology.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott speaking a short time ago in Horsham in Victoria. Well, Jean-Marc Mojon is the Baghdad Bureau Chief for Agence France-Presse. He joins us again. John, thank you very much for your time.
Hello.
Jean-Marc, Iraqi officials have confirmed a wave of car bombings in Ramadi overnight. What can you tell us about what's gone on there?
Well, we were able to confirm about 12 car bombs in Ramadi this morning at around 7 a.m. local time, at least seven of which were suicide car bombs. This is one of the biggest attacks on Ramadi in recent months. Ramadi is about 100 kilometers west of Baghdad, and it is one of the rare pockets of government control in Anbar province, very vast province in western Iraq, which has borders with Jordan, Syria, and Saudi Arabia. It is also the capital of the province and the seat of the provincial council. And the city of Ramadi, the heart of the city of Ramadi, is still under government control, but the Islamic State is all around it, and they've been trying to take over the entire city for quite some time now. And so this wave of suicide car bombings looked like yet another attempt to take over the whole city. That didn't work. The Iraqi security forces resisted the battles, the clashes that followed the bombings. According to Iraqi officials and medical officials in Ramadi, those bombings caused at least 17 deaths and about 30 wounded. 30 people also left injured by these attacks.
So, Jean-Marc, it's no doubt that it was a coordinated effort. You've said you can confirm 12. I know the New York Times is reporting as many as 21 car bombs. But then you talked about violence skirmishes afterwards. Can we assume that is from with IS sleeper cells within Ramadi? Or what was going on here? And how armed were the people that engaged in these skirmishes afterwards?
Not so much sleeper cells as IS positions surrounding the government-controlled areas in Ramadi, and just a coordinated push towards the centre of the city. Definitely coordinated attacks, because they were almost absolutely simultaneous. They all happened around 7 a.m. And the fighting involving mortar shelling of the provincial complex in central Ramadi. Those attacks on Iraqi security positions, more so than sleeper cells, IS supporters who might still be inside the government-controlled area.
Right. Do we know whether the vehicles, these suicide bombers, were able to reach their targets? What were their targets, or were the Iraqi forces able to disrupt and thwart them before they did that?
At least there were several occurrences of the suicide vehicles actually reaching their targets, checkpoints, buildings, housing, police, or also an army base that is quite close to the centre of Ramadi. So they did hit a number of their targets, and most of the victims, as far as we know, at least 13 out of 17 people who are confirmed to have been killed in those attacks were members of the Iraqi security forces.
The Australian government is trying to get confirmation that one of the suicide bombers was 18-year-old, a young man called Jake Bilardi from Melbourne. There's no confirmation of that yet. The IS has tweeted and put out on social media images of many of these suicide bombers. They look to be, many of them look to be very young. Some of them look to be foreigners. What can you tell us about what we know from what has been confirmed in terms of the identity of these suicide bombers?
I really can't say much from here on Jake Bilardi. What I can say is that usually the reports, the claims of suicide attacks on these pro-IS Twitter accounts generally pan out. There is no particular reason for them to try and deceive on the identity of their suicide bombers. And we've seen from experience over the past few months that those reports coming from specific IS accounts, pro-IS accounts, are usually quite accurate. However, it's too early to say. I'm sure the Australian authorities are trying to confirm that 100%. And we will also get from a slightly more official IS source, probably tomorrow in their radio bulletin, a full list of the names of the bombers involved in today's attacks in Ramadi.
And Jean-Marc, finally, there's two stories now today emerging from Iraq. One is this story of this coordinated IS attack of suicide bombers on the city of Ramadi, which, if you told us, is still Iraqi government controlled. And then there is the Iraqi government claims that they are moving on to Crete, on the city of Crete, which is near the city of Mosul, and they are forcing, according to them, IS fighters back from Crete. Are these two things connected?
Yeah, they're definitely connected. It's all part of the same battle. It's also hard not to see the attacks in Ramadi as yet another attempt by the Islamic State to try and still make headlines while they're on the front foot, so to speak. They have tried just about everything over the past few weeks to still project that fear. And this is one of the ways they have of doing that. The other ways are the videos of executions or the destruction of heritage sites in Iraq. But this is all happening very much at a time when they appear to be losing momentum on the ground, and Tikrit is a very important example of that, having lost the province of Diyala since at the start of the year. They are now they're facing defeat in Tikrit. It's probably too early to say that, but they've lost a lot of ground already. The Iraqi forces entered the city of Tikrit today, mm-hmm. They're facing some resistance, but it all appears to be going the government's way right now in the Tikrit operation.
Jean-Marc Mougeon, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Jean-Marc Mougeon is the Baghdad bureau chief for Agence France-Presse. You're listening to Breakfast. It's 17 to 9.